Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, y'all, it's your old pal Sarah Silverman, and I'm back in New York City, where now weed is so legal, they have stores. Stores with weed. I mean, what is this, 23 other states?
Great, but could I find someone to smoke this fancy new legal weed with?
Do you guys smoke pot?
Yeah.
You buy it from the store now, or do you guys still, are you loyal to your old dealers?
You used to have to go all around and like, hey, I gotta text you a menu. So now you just go down the corner and then there's like a store right there.
I noticed a couple of you have walkie-talkies. Is it for work?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, this is Sarah Silverman. I just want to let you know that Curtis has diarrhea and he might be a little bit late.
Okay, well, these guys didn't get stoner comedy, but maybe I'd find some bud buddies at one of the new licensed dispensaries, like the Union Square Travel Agency, where buying drugs feels like, well, a little bit like making an appointment at the not-so-genius bar.
So when New York legalized, they granted the first licenses to people being formerly incarcerated.
I love it. Yeah. When I first moved to New York City, the way I got weed was I call my dealer, get into his Toyota Yaris, and have to sit in his smelly car while I listen to his band's demo. And here, I mean, are you in a band?
I'm not in a band.
It's refreshing.
Instead of dealers without professional boundaries, these new dispensaries have weed baristas, aka bud tenders.
I want the giggles and the creativity of a sativa, with the feeling like I'm being held by like a 16-foot man, cradled like a baby.
We have something for that.
Really?
We do. So what's your preferred method of consumption?
Do you have anything that I can put up anally, like a suppository of some kind? Not with weed in it, just anything.
Not here.
Are you high right now?
No.
I'd like to speak to a manager, please.
Non-high weed dealers? What a strange new world. At least the customers were just like in the old days.
What are you guys gonna do when you're high?
We giggle.
Yeah.
We laugh.
We laugh. And do we get intimate?
We get intimate, and we get brownies.
What's brownies? Is that kind of some kind of sex euphemism?
No.
Oh, just an actual brownie.
We're old-fashioned, just brownies, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. That's right up my alley. Can I get high with you?
Sure.
When it's time to get intimate, you know, one of you guys will have to leave.
Can we choose? Or...
we'll pick straws.
Ah. Yeah.
And people aren't just using weed to enhance their eating and lovemaking.
It helps with a lot of like anxiety or just like that nerve pushing button where you're just like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's like, I feel like you smoke pot and you realize that nothing you're worried about matters.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we're already dead.
These users were so stoked on their legal weed, it seems like anyone could sell it to them.
Notes of hickory.
Like anyone at all.
What ills are you trying to solve with drugs?
I'm just looking to get higher than I've ever been.
Yeah, just ultimate high. Like,
yeah.
We can do that with this.
That's going to be $738.
For an eighth?
It is expensive, but it is cheaper than therapy.
True.
All in all, it's crazy to think that something you can buy now for a lot of money in a fancy store used to get people sent to prison. And many are still there.
There are people here that were put in prison for weed crimes.
Yeah.
It would be great if there was a radical exchange of wealth with people who have served time for something that politicians are making millions from now.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm stoned. I still hadn't found anyone to smoke with besides the horny brownie lovers, but as usual, New York City didn't let me down. This is crazy. We're actually doing a story about people smoking weed in New York.
Yo, I'm smoking weed in New York right now. That's crazy.
And you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of weed is this?
So this is like a sativa. It's a cookies blend, you know,
ooh,
classic. But I get it from a smoke shop.
You get it illegally from a deli.
Well, from a smoke shop, you gotta be careful with what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guy showed me photos of where he grows and stuff, so I trust him.
Yeah, if he has a picture of it, it's definitely true.
Which led me to address the most serious question that this issue had raised.
I've got a dog at home. Like, do you think she loves me, or do you think it's just like, I'm the person that feeds her, so she just plays ball?
Your dog is love. And that might be what you need. And even if it's not directed to you, that's the love you got. Like, that's your dog, you know what I mean? So, does it matter?
I guess it doesn't really matter whether you get your weed from a fancy dispensary or as part of some tragically misguided drug war, as long as you smoke it with a friend.
My dog is love. I could cry. That's so beautiful. Love. My dog is love. Love made a mess on the carpet.
And love cleaned that mess up.
It's all love.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an artist, an entrepreneur. You know him from the band Good Charlotte. He's also the host of Paramount Plus reality competition series Ink Master. Please welcome Joel Madden. A tattoo, but my sister Laura has many tattoos, and she convinced my dad many years ago to get a tattoo on his ass of my stepmother's name, Janice.
Great.
And
I love an ass tattoo.
He loved showing it to people, and I had to be like, Dad, keep the front of your pants up.
It's it's the best.
Quick montage of my dad being extremely stoic, getting his tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you lied to me.
Is it worth it?
No.
It's done.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I mean. Best part of an ass tattoo.
What, the screaming?
Getting it and then showing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get it. When people get the tattoos in places, all of a sudden, like, someone gets one, like a tramp stamp, and then they have to wear half shirts for the rest of their lives.
It's the unsaid rule
of
tramp stamps.
So on your show...
Yes.
They're human canvases that the contestants are using for these tattoos.
That's what we call them.
Do you... I mean, as you assess it and criticize it, and like, do you feel bad talking shit about something that is going to be on someone's body forever?
Okay, so everyone who has ever gotten more than one tattoo has gotten a bad tattoo.
Yes.
For sure. So part of you feels like it's a rite of passage for them to get their bad tattoo. But, part of the competition, no one's getting a terrible tattoo on Ink Master. All the tattoo artists are great, but we are trying to it's like splitting hairs sometimes, but we do have to find what's wrong with the tattoos to get people off the competition. So we have to critique them. It doesn't feel great.
Right.
They're obviously not standing, the person with the tattoo is not standing there.
They're not.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
I have a screenshot of it. You're like, this is a piece of shit. You've ruined this person's life.
Yes. It's the best part and the worst part.
I was talking to you before, and I don't have a tattoo, but I would like to get one. But I'd want it to, like, all right. I'd want it to, you know, have meaning or represent something I love, but I was like, I don't love anything. Like, I guess, like, okay. I like TV, and I like long, one, a single rose. That was a joke.
Roses are great.
But I was kidding.
I have a great idea.
Yeah, oh.
So, you get everyone in the audience to write their name down.
I'm loving this.
You put it in a hat.
I put it in a hat?
Put it in a hat. Oh. Put all the names in a hat.
Uh-huh.
Draw a name from the hat, and then get it tattooed on your neck. It will...
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, it
yes.
will make their life forever.
Let's
First
do
of
it.
All, the press alone that would come off of that. And then, you know, you have a connection with this person that you know, in this wonderful city in New York, someone in New York walking around saying, yeah. you know, Sarah has my name tattooed on her neck.
Who's Sharon Bienvenue?
Full name.
I don't know.
Full
yeah,
name.
Full name.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What tattoos have you seen that were either terrible, amazing? I will tell you one tattoo, I only heard tell of it, but it's the greatest tattoo I've ever heard of, and I feel like it's timeless.
Pray tell.
It's Mr. Spock, you know, from Star Trek.
Love him.
And he's thinking.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock. And he's thinking, and then there's thought bubbles, and then what he's thinking of is himself with a mustache. Never be sick of that. I feel like that's timeless.
We call those ironic tattoos.
Oh yeah, that's like the mustache here. You go
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, or like fun tattooed on your knee.
Fun knee.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at that. It's too easy.
I have a bad tattoo.
Oh, what is it?
It's a dragon on my leg that looks like a seahorse.
Did you want it to look like a seahorse?
No, I got it in a basement when I was 17 or 18, and it was the guy's first or second time tattooing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you made his day like I'm going to make one of their day.
Exactly.
That guy was famous, and I ruined his leg.
His name was Dragon Seahorse.
Hey, listen, you just played with Good Charlotte for the first time in 5 years.
We did.
How was it getting back up there?
It was great. Thank you. It was fantastic. We had a great time. We haven't played in 5 years, except we did play my little sister-in-law's wedding, which was really our first show in 5 years. But we only did 4 songs there, or 5 songs. But we played it when we were young in Vegas. Lil Wayne came out. Wheezy came out. Did a couple songs with us. It was awesome.
Sing some tight harms with you.
Yeah.
You had your hit song 22 years ago, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, just like the Robin Leach show.
Just like the show.
I mean, if you were to do that today, like if you in 2002
yes.
saw you now in 2023, do you think you would be an element in that song?
Yes, I would say. Well, the song was less of a critique and more of a, maybe a manifestation.
Oh. They're so with you.
They are with I don't know if I walk around and think of myself as rich and famous.
Right.
But, you know, there's some irony there.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about Veeps, which I'm very interested in. You co-founded Veeps, which is a streaming service where people can see live
concerts.
I'm
kidding. I'm joking.
You say vice presidents?
Veeps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do better jokes than me, asshole.
I actually, this is, we've been working on this for 7 years. It's a streaming platform for live concerts, and we just launched comedy. So we feel like there's a place for comedy when you can't get the big special you know, on Netflix or wherever. We feel like there's a big hole for comedians to develop their specials and to, you know, make their way up to the top of the comedy game.
Oh, that's so exciting. I know so many people that would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, you should send them over.
I will.
Yeah. And it's definitely it's a great platform, too, for the future of live music is absolutely people watch sports. They expect to be able to watch whatever game they want. People want to see from every tour that goes out, tickets sell out. We all know how that goes. More and more, there needs to be a place for concerts and for bands to build their live audiences. Yeah. And so live streaming is important to us. And being a musician, we started it for the musicians.
Hot shit, you guys.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.